Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
I've committed to starting the Startup Education Foundation, whose first project will be a $100 million challenge grant.
$100 million.
That was Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg on Friday's Oprah Winfrey Show talking about money that he's giving to Newark schools where half of students fail to graduate. With President Obama and Mayor Bloomberg making big education announcements this morning, we are joined now to talk about the Newark gift and how it's being received by New Jersey-based radio reporter Nancy Solomon, who produced the Peabody Award-winning radio documentary Mind the Gap, Why Good Schools Are Failing Black Students, heard on many public radio stations. Hi, Nancy. Welcome back to WNYC.
Hi, Brian.
So let's talk about this Oprah scene first, and then we'll spread it out to some of the other questions. Mark Zuckerberg was flanked on the show by Newark's Democratic Mayor Cory Booker and Republican Governor Chris Christie for $100 million and national publicity that everyone makes nice, right?
Quite a trifecta, the three of them, and odd bedfellows, many have said.
And part of the grant was tied to Booker's controlling the school system, like Mayor Bloomberg has mayoral control in New York. But that wasn't so simple, was it?
No, and I think that's what is causing a lot of concern locally in Newark, the idea that a funder would set the terms for the grant in such a way that Booker wrests control of the school system in Newark, which has been under state control for 15 years. People are very concerned about how it is that Zuckerberg gets to call that shot instead of the local community.
So Zuckerberg laid that down as a condition of the grant, and then what? This has been enacted by somebody, or it now goes into the political system for debate, or what is the relationship between the money and mayoral control?
Right. Well, that's what people are upset about. And I think that, what Governor Christie has said is that because the school system is under state control and he is the governor, he has basically said he's appointing Booker as sort of his deputy to oversee the school district, with giving Christie final veto power. What folks in Newark are complaining about is that, there is a process by which the state transfers control when it's decided, okay, they took control away from the local school district because they felt it wasn't being run properly. But there is a legal process for local folks to get control back over their school system, and they feel that Christie and Booker have made an end run around them.
Listeners in Newark, do you have any reaction to the founder of Facebook, the CEO, Mark Zuckerberg, giving $100 million to the Newark Public Schools with this string? 212-433-WNYC. If you are in or have kids in the Newark Public Schools, 212-433-WNYC. Newark, how much does $100 million or the $200 million once the challenge is met? Because this is a challenge grant, and I believe Mayor Booker announced another $40 million this morning that was raised to meet some of the challenge. So let's say a total of $200 million once the challenge is met. How much does this represent to the total budget of the Newark Public Schools?
Well, the total operating budget's $800 million. So it's nothing to sneeze at. I mean, it's obviously $100 million or $200 million is a lot of money.
Operating budget, so that's 1 year, about yeah. $800 million.
Yeah, that's operating the schools for 1 year, and that doesn't include big capital improvement projects, which comes out of a separate pot of money. So this is what it takes to have, every year in and year out, they need this level of stable funding to continue things the way they're going. Now, one of the issues that comes up with a grant like this is, what do you do with money that there's no guarantee that it's replenished, that
yeah,
fund?
It's a one-shot.
Right.
And what
so
do
you
they
can't
do?
Really hire people. There are a lot of things you can't do with that kind of money.
Has the mayor said what he would do with that money?
No, he has not been specific. What he has said, and I spoke with him on Friday, what he said was that he would begin immediately this in October, holding community meetings, and that he was going to begin a sort of community conversation about what they should be doing to turn the Newark schools around and then come to some decisions. But Zuckerberg himself kind of laid down some pretty heavy hints on Friday about what he had in mind and what he was interested in, and that is charter schools, merit pay for teacher performance, and closing failed schools, which is kind of the latest, you know, that's the kind of in, that's the school reform flavor of the month right now.
Right. In fact, NBC News has something going this week called the Education Nation Summit, and Mayor Bloomberg announced or is expected to announce on it that the city will change the way it grants teachers tenure in New York, linking it more to student performance, as well as new grants from IBM and the Gates Foundation and some other things to recruit more math and science teachers. Does the Facebook grant put Newark in the center of the national debate over education in a new way, as New York has been under Mayor Bloomberg's control?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, I don't think there's any way that you can't say that Booker has just inserted himself and his city right at the top of the list. And, you know, and he didn't just get the Zuckerberg money. He went out now and has gotten promises apparently from Bill Gates and a local wealthy donor, Ray Chambers, who is a, you know, owns car dealerships in New Jersey. You know, he has definitely catapulted himself right to the top of the list, and it's an interesting move politically because, you know, he has staked largely his he staked his first 4 years in office on reducing crime, and it looks like now he's about to pivot and focus on education.
New Jersey education reporter Nancy Solomon with us as we talk about this $100 million grant for the Newark Public Schools, announced on the Oprah Winfrey Show on Friday by the CEO of Facebook, Mark Zuckerberg, with Cory Booker and Governor Chris Christie, the mayor and the governor, in tow on the Oprah Show at that moment. And TJ in Newark is calling in. You're on WNYC. Hello, TJ.
Hi. Huge fan. First-time caller.
Thank you.
I thought it was really interesting. It's like a political Hail Mary. We started getting commercials a few weeks back before the announcement came out about how, you know, even with the budget being as it is, he's going to still put Newark's children first. And I thought, you know, it raised a red flag for me. But then when I heard the about the pledge, I was like, ah, there we go. That's what those commercials were about. So it makes me think that he had this in the works for a while.
But it is $100 million or $200 million for the city schools. Do you think that it's in any way a bad thing?
I guess you can't say it's a bad thing, the $100 million, but it's a pledge. It's not a donation, and there's strings attached to it. And just, you know, the machinations involved in that alone, that can be troublesome.
TJ, thanks for placing your first call to the show. I hope to hear your second and your third coming up, okay?
All right. Thank you so much.
Take care. Erica in Newark. You're on WNYC. Hello.
Hi. How are you?
Good. How you doing?
Fine. I just think that this is a political... This is just three people who are trying to advance themselves politically or in the public eye, and yet again using the children of Newark as an excuse. Booker is a hot water. The people of Newark are not happy with him. He tried to privatize the water department. The council went against him for that. Crime is up. It amazes me how he's talking about education when we have a budget crisis in Newark where we are closing the libraries. The main branch downtown Newark is only open 4 days a week, and he's closing two more branches. He's closed two branches, and other branches are being closed. He has a lot of other things to worry about in Newark, and I think this is, I failed at other things, so this is the last thing that I can do. Let me try to up my political ratings by doing this. Christie is using this to get the focus off of that Race to the Top debacle, and the Facebook guy, I have no idea. where that came from. Because if he really wanted to find out what's going on in North, he can easily come to North. There are tons of civic organizations, grassroots organizations who have been fighting for North way before Governor Christie, way before Booker. And they basically circumvented around all these people and said, you know what, us politicians know more about what's best for your children. You poor people in Newark, you stupid people in Newark, you don't know what you're talking about. Let us come in and let us save you because you don't know how to save yourself.
Erica, thank you for your call. Nancy, some tough love there for the officials in Newark and New Jersey from our first two callers.
Yeah, and I think it's emblematic of everything going on in Newark. I mean, that there is no doubt that there is there's deep-seated mistrust of Booker, and there has been since the very beginning of his candidacy for mayor. But at the same time, there are a lot of people who support what they're doing, and a lot of people who have, you know, the roots and the credibility in Newark who support what Booker's doing. I mean, you know, Ron Rice Jr. On the city council is an ally of Booker's and a, you know, Newark native and the son of the man who ran against Booker. And, you know, and he has, you know, when I spoke to him when Booker was running last year, and, you know, and he said, and one of the big complaints about Booker is that he is out of town a lot, that he's hobnobbing with the wealthy and celebrities, and that he's not attending to, you know, local city business. And, you know, and Ron Rice said, hey, every time Mayor Booker goes out of town, he comes home with a check. So he can travel out of town as much as he wants.
In fact, after those two calls, let's take something that's quite a bit more positive from Christina in North Plainfield. Hi, Christina. You're on WNYC.
Hi, Brian. How are you?
Good. Thank you.
Thanks for taking my call. I just want people to really put things in perspective. I work in Newark every single day, and the fact that whomever gave the money, it's money that's going to be put to a positive place. They see that Corey had to take over this whole system because it was failing. It's been over control. It's been under his control for a while. The reason why he's in politics is to get money, is to further the city. So I don't understand why people are having such a hard time seeing where this money is coming from. The end goal is education. That's where it begins. My sister works in the Newark school system, and she's it every single day. So I want people to really look and take time out and see why they're giving him such a hard time. I'm breaking my heart listening to these calls. I know these people live in Newark every day, but think about the children where this money is going to affect them and it's going to help them in the future.
Christina, thank you so much. So that's, you know, reflective of the discussion that's going on around the town to get these various calls with the different points of view. I'm just curious, Nancy Solomon, do you know if Zuckerberg is giving $100 million to the schools, and maybe it'll be $200 million once all the matching money is taken in, and that's out of $800 million of an operating budget annually. Are there cuts to the Newark schools that are coming from Trenton right at the same time? Because that's, of course, a big issue is, you know, the cuts to lots of state programs with New Jersey and the fiscal crisis that it is, and Governor Christie trying to get tough on spending.
Yes. Yeah, there are definitely cuts to the to every single school budget in the state. The low-income school districts were meted out fewer cuts than the wealthier school districts, but no doubt they have budget problems. It's hard to see how a one-time shot of money can solve those problems, though.
And it's funny that Governor Christie was on Oprah with Zuckerberg and Booker announcing this infusion of money into the schools, just as he is also cutting the schools, though I understand your point that he has pledged to not cut money to low-income urban education as much as to other places. But Newark already spends a lot. Isn't it over $20,000 per student?
Yeah, there's a lawsuit that was called the Abbott. So the Abbott suit, that now every low-income district in the state is called an Abbott district, and that means that it gets, you know, in an effort to try to equalize out the funding for schools in more affluent districts and versus low-income districts, every low-income district in the state gets more funding from the state. And, you know, when most people will say, yeah, the problems in Newark are really not fundamentally problems of school funding. It's been problems with leadership turnover, with some corruption, and the money not really getting to the places that it was needed. And it's really issues of poverty that spending in schools don't necessarily fix. You're talking about the concentrated poverty that the students live in and the ways that that impacts their lives and the problems that they bring to school. So it takes a lot more money to educate these kids, but it's not just an issue of money.
And just to finish up on the question that Erica, our second caller from Newark, asked, what does Mark Zuckerberg want out of this, the CEO of Facebook, who's contributing this $100 million? I mean, not to get too cynical about it, because a lot of people, as they find themselves suddenly making more money than they ever dreamed of making, become philanthropists as part of what they do. So not to cast any aspersions or too cynical motives, but they did manage to get this counter-narrative, let's call it, on Oprah, of all places, on Friday, just on the same day that the movie, The Social Network, which really rips Zuckerberg and Facebook, was opening in wide release in theaters, movie theaters around the country that night. So at least we can say the timing seems to be no accident.
Yes, although Booker and Zuckerberg adamantly disagreed with that assessment on Friday, and they said that the timing was dictated by the needs of Newark and the schools, and Zuckerberg insisted that he was actually preferred to make the donation anonymously, and that Booker had coaxed him into being more public about it because it would leverage more attention and it would be better for Newark if they used all the media attention that would come with a Zuckerberg donation tied to it.
New Jersey education reporter Nancy Solomon, thanks so much for coming on and talking about this.
Thanks, Brian.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC. We have PJ O'Rourke up next. Stay with us.